You know, we always hear when it goes wrong at a school when it comes to returning to classes, and when this sort of cluster breaks out here or breaks out there, when the students misbehave, things like that. So I thought it'd be kind of nice to hear, fingers crossed, what is so far a success story. Elizabeth Schuster is on a phone line. She is the president of Regina Dominican High School. Elizabeth, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us today.
Tell me a little bit about Regina first. I know you're in Wilmette, all girls. How many students?
Yeah, so we are about 250 students, founded in 1958, and focused on college prep and creating our next generation of female leaders.
And so you're a Catholic school, obviously. Are you then run by the Archdiocese, or are you independent, or what's the relationship there?
We are completely independent.
Okay.
So while we are a Catholic school, we do operate independently.
So when we hear the cardinal of the Catholic school, the archdiocesan schools talk about their plan, or their proposals for reopening, that's not necessarily yours.
Correct.
Okay. So here we are. It's September 15th. How you doing?
We're doing great. Knock wood.
Yeah.
You know, we are a little bit past our fourth week of school. All of our students are on campus 5 days a week. You know, knock wood, we have not had any COVID cases within our community. And this is something we are monitoring very, very closely. But I'm feeling pretty good about things. You know, there was a lot of excessive planning that was done over the summer. And we really looked hard at some other countries that had gone through this reopening before we did here in the U.S. and tried to learn from them what went well, what didn't. And looking at the science, keeping track of numbers in our county and in our city communities that our students come from, and making sure that our plan kind of address the safety to the greatest extent possible here on campus.
Well, you know, I don't want to jinx anyone, right? I mean, the last thing you want to do is gloat about this.
But, yes.
But what do you think is happening at Regina that isn't happening at other schools?
You know, I think our size gives us a huge advantage. Mm-hmm. We have the campus and the lawn space to be able to spread out. So our setup of students in the building and adults in the building exceed the guidelines that the CDC and Cook County puts out there. So every single one of our desks are 6 feet apart from each other. We have the space to do that within our building. We set up outdoor classrooms as well. You know, come talk to me in December and we should see.
So you've got desks outside?
Not desks. So we set up tents.
Okay.
And they're kind of clearly marked for social distancing, and the kids bring in yoga mats, and they can go outside with their classes.
You don't have your own testing program, do you?
Our own
testing for COVID. I'm sure you have. I know you have a testing program. You're a high school, but
yeah.
Right. But
no, we don't have our own testing program. So we rely on the Cook County Department of Health to manage contact tracing and everything that needs to happen if there's any concerns. And we also have our school nurse who we've upped her hours this year to make sure that we're following the proper protocol and follow up with families as well.
So do the kids, the girls, have their temperatures taken every day, or how do you keep track that way?
They do. So there's a couple things that happen. Before a student was allowed, or an adult, allowed to return to school, we have what we call the Panther Pledge that kind of speaks to not only what they're going to do to commit to staying COVID-free within our building, but also what they're going to do when they're outside of school as well. And that was kind of the first step. Before a child leaves their home, they're requested to take their temperature and make sure that they are not running a fever or have other symptoms. When they walk in the door, we have an army of our nurse and as well as alumna volunteers that are standing ready to scan their temperatures, go through the COVID screening questions before they walk in, and they come in and they go straight to advisory.
Every student every day goes through
every
the questioning?
Every student every day.
How much time does that take?
You know, we're getting really efficient at it. You know, the kids that come in on a bus, the bus driver actually does that process.
Uh-huh.
So there's some population that can come through a different entrance because they've done that on their individual bus route, and then the rest of the students. So that takes us about 20 minutes to get everyone through, and they go straight to their classes where they are all socially distant.
Now, do you have some women there, students who are apprehensive and can study at home too?
Yes, we gave actually students as well as the faculty and staff the ability to work from home. And what has been amazing through this, I think, as we rolled out our plan and as people started to see the precautions we were taking, you know, currently 95% of our students have chosen to be on campus.
Wow.
And 97% of our faculty and staff.
That's fantastic. I'm surprised by that number. Do you know how that compares to other school districts?
You know, I don't.
Okay.
I know that it's a challenge, and I think there's a lot of fear and anxiety out there. And what we've been trying to stay focused on is what are the facts, what is the science telling us about how we can create a safe environment. And we have the incredible luck of having the physical space to be able to do so. And
I'm sure the girls being together helps with their anxiety as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's been proven time and time again. I mean, you see how happy these kids are
right.
to be walking in the door. You know, we have a zero tolerance policy on mask wearing.
Everyone has to wear a mask?
They have to wear a mask, and you are allowed one warning if you're not wearing it properly, meaning, you know, we've all seen the memes out there of wearing the mask below your nose or under your chin or like a headscarf. So they're allowed one warning, and then they will be requested to go to e-learning if they can't comply.
Elizabeth Schuster is the president of Regina Dominican High School. Elizabeth, we have to run, but congratulations for now, and I hope the success continues throughout the school year.
Thank you. We're hoping so as well.